Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, almost a week after the deadline, New York has reached a deal on a $212 billion budget. New York State's legislative leaders announced the final agreement yesterday. It increases taxes on the wealthy, adds funds to schools and for renters and small businesses, and it also includes aid to undocumented immigrants. In reaction, conservatives blasted the plan, with Nick Langworthy, the Republican Party chairman, calling it, quote, woke insanity. Democrats are about to pass a budget that raises taxes on New Yorkers and businesses by $4 billion while enacting a $2 billion fund that will provide $25,000 payouts to illegal immigrants. That's from Mr. Langworthy on Tuesday. Your reaction to the agreement?
Well, they had to do it. We know that we have a governor, Governor Cuomo, who is wounded right now because of all of the accusations and the kinds of investigations that are going on. He needed to get through it, and he needed to demonstrate, David, that he could still do his job. Well, in any case, both houses of the legislature now have veto-proof Democratic majorities, and they were flexing their muscles, and the question is, were they being smart about it? They have basically had a very liberal budget. Most people who are thinking will agree with much of what they want. Nevertheless, it will be very interesting around election time to see whether or not they went too far. The governor is much more of a moderate. He did not want tax increases, and he had to eat them. But the beauty for him here is he gets the money, but he can also claim to the voters that I was against it, and people know it. So he agreed to it, and he signed on, and now we have a budget in New York State. The uncomfortable truce between the Democrats in the legislature and Andrew Cuomo still is something that we'll see how that plays out. Clearly, he doesn't want to leave. He's saying, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to quit. And while the Democrats in both houses have made noises about his doing it, and in fact, impeachment has been threatened, he's Andrew Tough Guy, and he is not moving. So the way that I'm seeing this now is that he won't move. And in fact, I think if he survives, he's going to run for yet another term, which he has always said he would do. He has some things that are very troublesome to a lot of people. One of them is, you know, all of the threats of sexual misbehavior. Then there is always the nursing home thing, which is being looked into. We are hearing that his staff isn't happy, some of whom are leaving, and some of whom are being begged to stay, like Melissa DeRosa, at least according to some reports. So it is an uncomfortable time in New York State politics, and we'll see whether or not it plays out at the voting booth.
Well, half of U.S. adults, Alan, could have a COVID-19 vaccine dose by the weekend, but experts say it's too soon to declare victory. President Biden yesterday said he wants to make all adults eligible for the vaccine on April 19th. Some other good news, Dr. Fauci has tamped down fears of another coronavirus wave, saying as long as we keep vaccinating people efficiently and effectively, I don't think that's going to happen. However, public health experts are urging Americans to not skip the second vaccine dose. This is Moderna and Pfizer. Side effects coming with the second dose have increased so-called vaccine hesitancy. Some people are even hoping to get away with just one shot, but the National Institutes of Health is warning against stopping it at one dose. Here's Dr. Fauci again. When you just leave it at one dose, the question is, how long does it last? And when you're dealing with variants, you're in a tenuous zone.
Well, I don't think it's very smart, which is another way of saying it's stupid not to do what the doctors tell you to in terms of optimizing your chances with all of this. The president, when he says the word eligible, is very interesting because eligible doesn't mean you get it. Eligible means you can get it if you find the right portal to go through to get the drug. We all know that people drive 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes to get it, and that people who are not conversant with technology, including all of the computer skills, go to the back of the line. So it's one thing to say you can have it if you can find the right door to go through, but in fact, I have lots of friends who are still struggling.
Speaking of, a third of coronavirus survivors suffer neurological or mental disorders. There's a new study. One in three COVID survivors in a study of more than 230,000 mostly American patients, Alan, were diagnosed with brain or psychiatric disorder within 6 months, suggesting the pandemic could lead to a wave of mental and neurological problems.
Well, I don't have any doubt about it. First of all, it's one thing neurological. I mean, put your finger to your nose, close your eyes, whatever they do. That's different from having stuffing scared out of you when you get the disease. You know, I mean, people have trauma, and then they get very, very worried after that trauma, and it can stay with you for a long, long time. Look, we know people go into battle, and the armed forces, and some of them have this kind of thing. So I'm not surprised by the report that you get hurt and that you stay hurt. But neurological, that's different. If they can find difference with brain scans and things, then we really are going to have to look into that and what it means and how to correct it.
Finally, Alan, word comes new information now from the New York Times that Representative Matt Gaetz privately sought blanket preemptive pardons for himself and his congressional allies during the final weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. Some Trump associates have theorized in recent days that Gaetz's request for multiple pardons, not just for himself, was a move to disguise his own potential legal exposure. What do you think of that?
Well, Gaetz has become a national joke, to be honest with you. And it is certainly emblematic, I think, of the Trump approach to pardons, that everybody thought that the store was open and they could get theirs. He was slavish in his praise of Trump, nominating him for a Nobel Prize. We now see what some of the potential giveback was expected to be. He didn't get it. I think Trump was too busy giving so many other people pardons. And now the White House doesn't even know the name Gaetz.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Good talk.
Hey, that was fun.